You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Kent is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a girl named Macy that he went out with. So in a few minutes, we're going to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and hopefully get him another date. But first, Kent, how long has it been since you heard from Macy?
Dude, it's been like 5 days, and I know I'm getting ghosted, like, absolutely no. I am getting ghosted.
What makes you say it like that?
I knew that when she showed up to the place where I took her out, like, she just wasn't impressed. She wasn't having it. And I don't really quite 100% understand, but, like, I do know that she is avoiding me.
Okay. Well, what is it about her, though, that makes you want to get a hold of her? If you're being avoided, then why are you running towards the avoidee?
Oh, no, she's great. She's professional. She's, you know, just like, you know, we really like, I wanted to really hit it off, but like, it's like, I don't know, like, I gave her an opportunity to choose a place, and she didn't choose a place. So I took her to this like old, like, kind of haunt that like Scott, like some character, you know, where she called it Musty.
Oh.
Cause I don't know, like, I love like things like that. Like, I don't necessarily go for, I don't know. I gave her the opportunity to choose.
So do you feel like the experience that you gave her wasn't normal for you, or what do you want to tell her?
Well, I just want to tell her that, you know, like, I could tell that she was like getting quote work calls through the whole date and stuff. And it's like, you know, at a certain point, like, dude, if you're really not having a great time. She finally said she had to leave after like 5 or 6 calls. Like, all I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not that bad of a guy. I don't know what it is exactly that I did. The plan was for her to, we were going to meet after she got off work. It just, it seemed weird. It doesn't take much for me to pick up on it. Like,
so you could tell there was like a vibe that she wasn't into it.
Yeah. I'm just like, I just kind of want to like get her to, like, I want to figure out the real reason why she was ghosting me, because I know it wasn't work. Okay. And I don't know what I did wrong. You know what I mean? Like, she's a great girl. You know, that's really what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and hopefully get you another date then.
All right, cool.
All right, man. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right in the middle of our first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Kent is on the phone, and he's getting ghosted by Macy, so we're about to call her and ask her why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we do that, Kent, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, well, you know, like, I went out with this girl, I gave her an opportunity to choose anywhere to go in the world, and... You know, she let me choose. She said my place was musty. And I know for sure I'm getting ghosted, but I don't know why. But I just don't feel like I deserve that. I want to know why she won't talk to me anymore.
Okay. And you really liked her, huh?
No, she's fantastic.
All right, man. Well, here you go. You ready for us to call her?
I'm ready as I can be, I guess.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Macy, please?
This is Macy. How can I help you?
Macy, hi. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Macy. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, my name's Victoria.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. Have you ever listened to the show before?
No, I'm so sorry.
So we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and they end up ghosting you, you can have us get them on the phone and ask them why they're ghosting you. So we got an email
you. Oh, you got it. Oh, I thought you were offering. Oh, God.
No, yeah, no. We got an email about you, and his name is Kent.
What?
Do you know who he is?
No, sorry. No, thank you. No, I don't want... The first date was terrible. I don't really want to relive that.
Oh.
No.
Okay, well, could you tell us why? He just wants to know. He said he really liked you and he doesn't know, you know, why you're ghosting him.
Oh, he should know. Okay. Well, we'll put it very simply. He took me to have you guys ever been there? No, because you're normal people. Okay. Okay. It isn't a place that you take. I'm sorry. It's so bad. It's not a place that you take a first date. It is a place that you will take a future murder victim. It was scary.
It's that bad?
I thought it was going to be a cute little bar, you know, cute, nice happy hour. I walked in, I got scared. I almost walked right out, but he had already seen me. And so I was like, oh, well, this will be my life for the next 2 hours. Yay. it was terrible. From the beginning, it wasn't good. And so, you know, after like 15 minutes, I went to the bathroom and I called my friends and I was like, hey, I need you to call me like every 10 minutes until I can get out of here and be like, oh, what emergency? It was so bad. I come in, I had just gotten off of work. He's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I thought we were both coming from work, and then he tells me that he quit his job a few weeks ago. That's a big deal breaker for me, because I want someone that I can work with and we can grow together. I do not want to be the sole breadwinner.
Well, did he explain why he quit his job, what his plan is for the future?
No, it didn't get that far. I was already so turned off. I was like, well, I gotta get out of here.
Can I cut her in here? Yo.
Yes, you can. Macy.
Who's that?
That's Kent. He's been actually listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, what's up? First of all, whoa.
Sorry, wait. You've been listening?
Yeah, I'm listening because I was trying to figure out why you were ghosting me. But, like, now that I'm listening to you, I'm like, dude, like, what the hell? That's
Ken.
You didn't like the place that we went? Like,
okay, well, first of all, that bar is disgusting. In the future, never take any woman there. They will call the police on you. You emailed them and up a secret phone call so that you could listen to me talk. You understand that's weirdo behavior, Kent, right?
No.
It is a
place of, like, I know everybody's there. It's just like a really chill place. It's a good vibe. Like, I gave you the opportunity to choose anywhere you wanted. We could have gone anywhere. I knew that you didn't like it, but you could have said something. We could have gone elsewhere.
Ken, if I had known that you were going to say, let's go to, I would have been like, oh, let's just meet in the alleyway behind the Arby's and we can just forage in there. It would have been a better time.
It was not. It is not that bad. Yeah, like, come on, man. Like that. Seriously.
There was a man who had grown up on his own shirt in the corner of the bar. Ew, is that normal? Is he just one of the regulars? Is he one of those characters we always hear about at Ew?
Kent, I'm confused why you even want another date.
I don't want any date with any man after this. If I go on a date with another man and he says, where do you want to go? I'm going to say, I have strong objections to in case you wanted to take me there. Other than that, everywhere else is acceptable.
Then why didn't you have a suggestion? Now you're just hating on my people.
Macy, I have a question for you. Would you like to go out on another date with Kent? We'll pay for it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be washing my hair that night. Whatever night it's supposed to be, I will be washing my hair that night. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'd love to.
Whatever.
Kent, you had them call me up so that you could listen in and be sneaky-peety about this and want to know why I didn't want to go out on a date with you. You should have known. The way that you were dressed, you don't care. Like, you quit your job.
You just
don't care about life. You're going to bum around for a little bit.
I quit my job. Oh, my God. Dude, when I told you I quit my job, I mean, like, I sold my company for, like, $600K and I'm moving on. You didn't even take a second to even, like, ask anything about me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I apologize, but also, congratulations, doesn't matter. You're still not working. You're still just bumming around.
No, when I'm not bumming around, man, when I told you that I would take you anywhere, I meant it. I could take you anywhere. You didn't have, like...
If I had said, oh, I want to go to Mississippi, and I want to ride on a steamboat and have dinner, you would have done that on a first date.
You know what? That sounds cool. Why not? I've got the resources to do that, but, like, I don't brag about my money. Like, you obviously, it really, really matters to you to be, like, a princess everywhere you go. Like, I'm just really...
Are you sure you guys don't want to go out again?
Jubal, it could be a great time. I don't know why I'm even here.
No, Macy, let me tell you something. If you really want to dig some gold, I got some numbers for you. I got some dudes that'll, like, knock your socks off. Go ahead. But, like, I don't think that...
Oh, no, I'm not the type of girl for you. I'm so upset. Maybe I need to be a worse person. Do you want me to get in some alley fights?
Would you, so that I can be more of a woman for you?
Ew, gross,
person?
Get out of here.
I don't know if you could be a worse person. Give it a shot.
Oh, my God. You are such a weirdo. Weirdo behavior.
Can't. I'm sorry. You didn't get another date?
No, it's not your fault.
Thank you. Damn.
Shocker. Shocker, there's no second date.
Come on. All right, I guess we're done. This is too much.
I'm just really glad that you guys called me because now I know what I was giving up and I know exactly how happy I am. Thank you for reminding me why my standards are so high. I love you. I'm going to start listening to you now.
Oh, well, if your standards are high, don't do that.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.